Amen? Let's look at it. Now, Paul, he's closing out the book, and he's telling you about all these people, and he's, look what he says here. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister. How many see that? That's number one. By the way, there's going to be 35 names in one chapter. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister. I know Phoebe Swain. I know a lady named Phoebe Swain, a great lady in the Lord. And I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister. Look what he's saying about Phoebe. She's a servant of the church, which is in Centuria. That you receive her in the Lord. I want you, when she comes to you, look up here. When she comes to you, I want you to receive her in the Lord. She's a great servant of God. Are you with me? He's making a bit, as become a saint, and that ye assist her in whatever, whatsoever business she hath need of you. Why? I want you to help her, and here's the reason I want you to help her. For she has been a secure of many and of myself also. In other words, man, she's helped. She has helped my ministry a lot, and not just my ministry, but other people. She has supplied things for us. She's brought things to, man, she's a blessing. Phoebe. Hello, Miss Phoebe, Sister Phoebe. Amen. Look at verse 3. Now, you've read about Priscilla and Aquila in the book of Acts. Are you with me? How many still with you? If you haven't turned to Romans 16, turn to Romans 16. I'm not leaving the chapter. By the way, I didn't do any, I'm not going to have you follow up on any of these. But you know, someday if you want to do a word study, do a word study on all these people. Search them out, see if you can find more about them, about their lives. Amen? The 35 different people that are mentioned here. Notice verse 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila. What about them, as husband and wife? My helpers in Christ Jesus. Who, look what they done, Lizzie. Who for my life laid down their own necks. They risked their life for the gospel for Paul. Who have for my life laid down their own necks. Unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Okay, you with me? Now, I don't know who all these churches were, but he's referring to them. But he's talking about Priscilla and Aquila there. That's already, you've got three verses, and you already got three people he's talked about. And then look at verse 5. Likewise, greet the church that's in their house. Maybe Priscilla and Aquila had one in their house, a church. Back then, they didn't have buildings like this. They met in houses. You know what, folks? We're so blessed to have this. And then he said, verse 5, salute my well-beloved Epaphras, I'm trying, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Remember over there in Asia? He's my first fruit. He's one of the first people I led to Christ. Look how I can see, you know, Rod, I can see him getting excited. Hey, I want you, how do you pronounce that word? Epaphras? Whatever how you say. He said, Brother Mike, I want you to know him. He's one of the first people I've led to Christ over there in Asia. He's, man, get acquainted with him. He's saved. He's one of the first ones I led to Christ. And then look at verse 6. Greet Mary, who bestowed on me much labor for us. Thank God for ladies. Boy, I'm going to tell you right now. You know, I thank God for men, but I thank God for ladies, too. I'm going to tell you, ladies ain't called to preach, but I'll tell you, they do everything else but that. They do, they're the backbone of the church most times. God bless you, Mary. And he, Greek Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. By the way, Mary was the fifth one mentioned already. Here's a good one. Verse 7. Salute Andricus and Junia. My kinsmen. Now, what do you mean by kinsmen? There must be Jewish people. Bloodline. Are you with me? And my fellow prisoners. Oh, boy. Hey, they must have been in prison with them also. Look what he says about them. Who are of note among the apostles. who also were in Christ before me. In other words, these that he just mentioned, they got saved before he did. Hey, these people, hey man, I didn't win these people to Christ. They were back with the apostles. They got saved way before I did. I wonder if we noticed all these things when we were reading it. Hello? Did we take all this in as we read this? How many are still, can you say amen? Look at verse 8. Greet Amphlius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane. By the way, Urbane is the ninth one mentioned. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved, people that are close to his heart. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Artabolus' household. In other words, all the Skyver clan, you know. That's in verse 10, Archibolus is number 12. Yep, he's number 12. So we're 10 verses in, and already he's talked about 12 different people, 12 different Christians, 12 different people. See, look, what I want you to get something from this, don't overlook anybody. Amen. You know, Brother Jack, you play an important part in this church. You're not a deacon, but you play an important part. See, look up here. Everybody has an important part in the church. And he wants you to know, everybody, you say, well, preacher, I'm not a deacon or I'm not a son. Hey, everybody has an important part. Everybody's important. Everybody's important to him. Everybody's important to me. Everybody's important to God. Don't think, well, I'm not important. You are important. You are important. Every one of you. I'm looking at Daphne. Her art class did a gingerbread village today. They actually have two of them on display over there in the Becca building. I know I'm not trying to embarrass her right now, but I have never seen anyone as talented in art as Daphne Belcher. Amen. I mean, our kids, you couldn't have scoured America and found a greater art teacher for our Christian school than Mrs. Belcher. Amen. Yeah, I mean it. Phenomenal. Amen? And we're gonna display. I'm going to display. I mean, and most, you know, Daphne, she's all crushed. She's blushing like crazy right now. And this is exactly why. And I didn't know this was going to happen. But Paul was trying to bring all these people. And see, your name, believe me, you might not, but God knows your name. And God knows your works. And God knows how you pray. And God knows what you do. And God loves you. And what you do is important. Oh, preacher, I never thought I was important. Brother Mike never fails to wear his badge. He's always witnessing. That's great. I read a real cool thing today, Brother Mike. It said, you go out and the Bible says we're called to be fishers of men. And it said, you fish them, and Jesus will clean them. He'll clean them up. You catch them, Jesus will clean them up. Amen? Look at verse 11. By the way, not just in verse 10, not just Artisibolus, but not just him, but all his household. Their names aren't mentioned here, but I guarantee you, there's a lot of people there in the household. Then look at verse 11. By the way, these people are up in heaven right now. We're going to meet them. Look at verse 11. Salute Herodin, my kinsman. There's another Jewish man, another Jewish person. Maybe a lady, I don't know who it is, a man or a lady, but I know it's my kinsman, so it means that they're the Jewish descent. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. These people are in the Lord, they're saved. You ought to treat them good. They're our beloved brothers. They're our beloved sisters in Christ. That whole household over there of Narcissus, man, do good by them. By the way, he's number 14. Oh boy, look at number 12. Woo! Look at those names. Man, I don't know if these are twin brothers or if they're husband and wife or I don't know what they are. But here they are. They're in heaven. Salute Tryphena and Trophosa. which are number 15 and 16, look what they did. Who labor in the Lord. These two, whoever he's talking about these two, maybe they're, could this be a husband and wife? I don't know. Could these be brothers? I don't know. Could they, I don't know. But I know one thing, they're saved and they're serving the Lord. And Paul mentioned them, and God, and by the way, even though Paul wrote it, it was all inspired by God. So God wanted them to be mentioned. Who, and look at these two, they who labor in the Lord, salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Oh, boy. This must be someone that's really working all the time. Much in the Lord. And so you've got 12 verses already, and you've got 17 people so far mentioned in the first 12 verses. Now, watch this next verse, Mark. This has got some questions for me. And I don't, when I, this is what got me thinking about this whole book here. I think a lot of times we read, we don't think. We just read. Think what we read. There's a reason for it's in there. Salute Rufus, verse 13. Chosen in the Lord. And his mother. And mine. Well, think about that. Now watch. I want you to think with me. Let's salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Now, there could be two applications here. But when you read through this, you probably didn't even think about it as you read through it. My first thought was your thought. Hey, and mine. Does that mean Rufus's mother is Paul's mother? Boy, if that's the case, then Rufus would be his brother. And if that's the case, Brother Carl, that means that his mother is a saved lady too. Paul's mother? How many are with me? Or is he saying this, Carl? Salute Rufus and his mother and mine. In other words, salute her. And salute my mom. Are you with me? In other words, I'm going to pick on Billy. There's Bill Davis, Rufus. Salute Bill and salute his mom. And next to him. And mine. Could it be his mom? In other words, two ladies, Rufus's mother and Paul's mother both? Or is Rufus and Rufus's mother, Paul's mother also. I think it's the latter. In my heart, I wouldn't argue with anybody. I think he's saying salute. Evidently, Paul's mother, though, was with them. Are you with me, Eddie? How many are still with me? Am I boring you folks?
No.
Salute Rufus and his mother. And while you're doing it, would you salute my mom, too?
Amen?
Amen? Isn't this good stuff? Did you get all this stuff when you're reading through it? So we're at number 18. Now, by the way, I didn't write down. I just wrote down the personal names. But there's way more. You can see. You're going to have 35. Sonia, you're going to have 35 names here. But there's going to be like 40 different people are mentioned here. But 35 by personal names. Now, notice the next verse. Verse 14. Wow. Salute that person. A Saint of Citrus? Salute that person with an A. A-S-Y-N-C-R-I-T. A Sinatris? Whatever. Salute that person. I'm not trying to make fun. I just can't pronounce it. Does anyone feel good about the pronunciation, Mr. Ballard?
I'm good.
Ruthie? What is it? I like that. A syncretist? A syncretist? That's, go along with what they said. That's who it is. Wow. Then the next one's just as bad for me. Philgon? Philgon? Phlegon? Hermas, I think you get that one. Hermas. Patrobas. Then Hermes. Salute him too, Hermes. Hermes. Okay. Salute that guy. And the brother, not just these that we mentioned here, and the brethren which are with them. So they're not all by themselves. There's some people with them. He said, "I want you, hey, greet those people, salute them, say hi to them, tell them you thank God." What is it? Did you find something, Rod? Oh. Oh, okay. Lord, I'm sorry, I'm murdering these letters. You put it in my heart to do it, Lord. So, anyways, salute all these people and those. Up to that number, you are up to 23. 20 in the first 14 verses, you've got 23 people. Plus the ones that we didn't. But there's more than that because they said, if you notice that verse 14, and the brethren which are with them. Yeah, we don't know how many is it. So there's a lot of people. Then the other one, remember he said the household mic? So we're talking lots of people, but we've got 23 personal names. See, God wants us to personally get involved with the scriptures. God wants us to personally look into this because it's a real, this isn't a fairy tale book, it's for real. These things that you read about, these people lived and breathed and they did acts for God and they're in heaven right now. They passed through the valley of shadow of death and now they're in heaven with him. I'm going to tell you right now, these are real people. We need to think about their lives because we are a lot just like them. We all have different names. They're a little bit easier. I like Ed and Liz, Dale. I wish they could have written like Diane. I don't mess none of you guys' names up. I just not in the right time, I guess. I have no trouble saying Brother Mark and Miss Betty. Well, those other names, though, wow. How's that? What's that like? The A name again? How do you? Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes, it is. There's an English teacher there. I knew you guys would be on it. Okay, now, seeing how we got through that toughie, let's go to the next one, verse 15. Okay, salute. Phologus. Okay, salute him. And Julia. Yeah, just call him Phil. See, Brother Phil. There's your cousin, Phil. Salute Phil and Julia and Nereus and his sister and Olympus and all the saints which are with them. See, when you're saved, you're a saint. If you're not saved, you ain't. You've been borscht in the blood, you're a saint. If you're not, you ain't. Either saved or you ain't. My mom always say, "Richard, don't say that word ain't. There ain't no such word as that." So we see here in the God says in his word, I want you to salute all those people. Look up to them and tell them you love them. Tell them you appreciate them. See, look up here. It wouldn't hurt you someday to walk in here to one of the members of our church that you don't normally speak to. And just say, "Hey, how you doing? Amen. Hey, Brother Jordan, how you and your wife doing? Hey, Brother Bill, so go up to someone I see Brother Stephen back there. Go back up to Brother Steve and say, "Hey, how you doing, Brother Steve?" You say, "I don't know her name." Just say, "Hey, how you doing?" You don't have to call him by name. A lot of times when's the last time you said hi to Diane and Dale? Hello. Here's Jim, Brother Jim's from out of town. You know, he's away from his family all the time. But nice to have someone say, "Boy, I'm glad you're here, Brother Jim." That's what it's talking about, saluting. How many are still with me? It's more than just, it's greeting the people, saying, "Hey, I'm really glad you're here." We got to let people know of our brethren and sisters in Christ. We ought to say, man, I'm glad you're part of this church. I'm glad you're here. Here's Colette. She came all the way from Canton, Ohio. She's here from Canton, Ohio, one of our newest members. Had a birthday last week, only a little over 25. Yeah, right. And she's here tonight. There's Angela, Kenny's daughter. You know, you say, well, they know I care about them. Really? When's the last time you told them? Hello? I'm telling you, Bethel Baptists, salute one another. Not just the same ones. Not the same ones. Sure, it's easy to tell Mike Sells hi. Everybody loves Mike because Mike loves you back. He's outward going. What about these people that are quiet? Hello? Well, they don't say nothing to me. Then you say something to them. Go up to Sean Browning and say, hey, Sean, glad you're here, Baldy. No, don't say that. Say that to his daddy, Steve. Not kidding. No, you're going to see, grab his beard and say, is that real? Kidding you. What I'm saying is this. We need, folks, really, God says, and by the way, Bethel Baptist is the warmest church I've ever been in. If you can't feel the love of God at Bethel, this is bad news. You're in bad shape because of all the churches. I've never had a church top this church. And I've had people leave this church and go on vacation and go to other churches, and they say, I can't wait. I'm glad. I really miss Bethel. Man, preacher, you can't believe the churches we were in. But you know what? Let's not take Bill and Anna Davis for granted. Let's let them know we love them. Let's not take Wes and Barb for granted. Let's let them know we love them. I'm just trying to, you know, how many of you get what I'm trying to tell you today? And I think that's one reason, Debbie, that God had this in here. I think there's a reason for it, Brother Mark. I think he wants to, hey, there's a lot of different people there's a whole lot of different people serving God that you never hear about, these aren't apostles. These aren't preachers. These aren't all preachers. These are people just love God. But yet I want you to let them know you appreciate them. Okay, now, what number am I on? Verse 16? Did I get it? Okay, now drop all the way down. Then I want you to see something down in verse 17. Now, I'll read verse 16. Salute one another with a holy kiss. That don't mean go on kissing people. But like, you know, they did. What do we do now? We shake hands. We hug people once in a while. How many are with me? But we greet them with a good hand. Every week we greet people with a handshake. That's our tradition now. How many are with me? And but I want you to look at verse 17 through. By the way, he's not naming names yet, and I'm not done. But I want you. He gives a solemn warning here of false teachers. From 17 to 20, he gives a solemn warning. Look what he says here. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and what? Avoid them. I'm telling you, he's saying, if you got people in your church that's causing trouble, that's always saying bad about the preacher, Brother Mark, or one of the teachers, stay away from them people. Avoid them. Look, he said, mark them. Did you see that? Mark. In other words, hey, that guy's a bad apple. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. See, just like there's sheep here, Satan makes sure he gets some goats to try to tear the churches up. We've been very fortunate, but a lot of churches have major church splits. The Lord's kept our church together pretty much over all the 20 years I've been here almost. I don't think we've ever had a major split, Eddie. I don't think we have. But what happened, Satan likes to get in churches and try to split them, split the people. And it does when you give ear to people saying false things. Look, for they are, verse 18, that are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. I know they're in the church, but they're not serving them. But their own belly and good words and the fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Let me say this to you. I think I made a mention on my paper. That's why I'm particular what I watch, what I listen to. Everything that says it's Christian isn't Christian. Like, for instance, there are a lot of so-called Christian stations on the TV. I don't watch them unless it's a fundamental guy. And there are very few, I can't even name one right now. And you say, why, preacher? I'm going to tell you why. God says to mark them. Yeah. Let me give you an example. Brother Mark, if we had people in your congregation, in your choir, that were listening to some false churches on the, and their singing was wild, they're doing the contemporary music, that gets in, you say, well, I wonder why Brother Mark don't have us sing this kind of stuff. Yeah. Hello? Mm-hmm. Or Brother Mike, what if you and I started listening to some guy talks and said you got to speak in tongues to get saved? I should have bought a Honda. I'll teach you how to speak in tongues. Should have bought a Honda. No, buy a Chevy. Or a Ford. Or a Jeep. Listen to me. Or a Buick. Probably the best car made. Listen to me. The reason I don't, Brother Mark, the reason I don't listen to stuff? Because if they can put a subliminal evil air in your mind, a false doctrine, I've saw people tripped up. Yep. And they'll get, and Satan will get that thinking, well, maybe I can lose my salvation, or maybe I have to do this to be, how many are with me? Right. God says, those false teachers, don't give them the time of day. Amen. That's why I always tell you, get Brother Rod and Debbie in different good tapes. Like, I used to always, when I was a young Christian, I'll be honest with you, I used to listen to Christian radio all the time. And poor Rosie and the kids, we'd be traveling, and they'd say something on the radio, and I'd say, you're a dumb bunny. The Bible don't say that. And I'd start yelling at that radio. And Rosie'd say, honey, the kids are in the back. I said, I don't care. That guy's a moron. And he's not even using the King James Bible. Honey, they can't hear you. Before I yelled at the football games, I was yelling at those false preachers. And then finally God said, hello? Why don't you just get some good music or some good preaching? And while you're driving, why don't you do something that's to edification? Why don't you make your time count? Amen? And let me say this. Don't waste your time on false teachers. You know what's truth. Don't waste your time on false teachers. All they're trying to do is pack you up, try to deliver a lie to you. And to trip you up. If they could just get you just to doubt a little bit, they've accomplished. Jesus said over in John 8:32, you know the truth will make you free. I'm free. How about you? And so, I'm glad we got, isn't this a good book? And by the way, he's telling all these 30-some people, hey, and he's telling you and me, hey, watch out for those, there's a lot of idiots out there. Boy, you know what, I got to do this. I didn't have this, where is it? I was going to read this. Don't let your worries get the best of you. Remember, Moses started out in a basket case also. Where's the one I want, though? God loves everyone, but probably prefers fruits of the Spirit over religious nuts. I'm not saying God don't love them, but I'll tell you, he's not for that foolishness. Amen? Let's go on to verse 22. And so we see the warning to stay away from false teachers. And then if you look over in verse 21, verse 21. And by the way, that's number, Timotheus is number 28. Timotheus, my fellow work, my work fellow, and Lucius, and Jason, Sosipater, my kin, what is it? Okay. My kinsmen salute you. So you're up to 31 people right there. Are you still with me? Now I want you to see this verse 22. Dr. Brooks showed me this years ago. I would have never caught it when I was in Bible college. Itratos, who wrote this epistle. Wow. Sonia, this guy here, we're going to see him in heaven. He's the one that wrote down the book of Romans. I thought Paul wrote it. He did. God spoke, and but this guy was just a secretary. Remember Paul couldn't see good.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, Paul had, we believe Paul had an eye trouble. Remember something he says, you see, I write in large letters. We believe that Paul just quoted, and this man, Tertullus, he's the one that wrote down, the secretary for the book of Romans. How many are still with me? Came from God, out of the mouth of Paul, and writing of this man's hand. Did you get that when you read it? Hello? It's fun reading this, isn't it? By the way, he's number 32. But look what he said there. I, Tertullus, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. And Gaius, my host, and of the whole church salute you. Ephratus, the chamberlain of the city, salute you. And Quartus, a brother, he also salutes you. Wow. All these people are in heaven right now. We're going to meet them someday. By the way, that's Quartus is number, if I wrote these down, he's number 35. That's the 35th personal name in this chapter of Romans 16. 35 personal names. Wow. God's trying to make a point here, I think. There's a whole lot of people out there trying to serve God. Don't forget any of them. Amen? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And he's a fundamentalist. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Christ, Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery. What was that mystery? You know what the mystery is talking about? The mystery of the church, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest. How many see that? The mystery is that truth that we're in Christ and Christ is in us. Are you with me? Now is made manifest. It's brought to light. And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory. How? Through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. What a great chapter. What a great book. The great book of Romans. And I hope that you, when you read that again, and you will someday, I hope you'll think about some of those people. Maybe sometime in your Bible studies, you can just take one of those names and get a Strong's Concordance. See if they're mentioned anywhere else, like Priscilla and Aquila, I know for a fact are. Rufus, I don't know if it's the same Rufus, but there's different. I know Rufus is mentioned different places, but I don't know if it's the same one there. But you could cross-reference them and see. What I'm just trying to get you to do, folks, is this. When you read your Bible and read it, think about what you're reading. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had. And I just pray that you'd help us serve you like these people did, we just read about. We're going to meet all these people in heaven. And Lord, I just thank you for every one of them. And I pray as we read through the scriptures, Father, that when things come out and you're trying to get our attention about different things, pray, dear God, we'll stop and even take a few seconds and reflect. What is he saying to me? What does God want me to get from this? What are you personally trying to tell me? What am I to learn from this? How can I benefit from this truth? What does it apply to my life? Lord, help us as we study, and that we would search the scriptures and think about them and try to get everything we can from you, from the word. Bless now, Father, and thank you for the night we had in your word. I pray even after we leave, Holy Spirit, I pray that some of these things we said tonight, that the people's heart will continue to think about it. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. All righty, and all God's people said...